New Orleans is a city that relied heavily on tourism for much of its revenue. Since Hurricane Katrina struck in August and left much of the city flooded, that revenue stream dried up. Grayline Tours New Orleans is a local company that for decades offered tours of the city. The company recently announced a plan to offer tours to show the disaster that befell New Orleans after Katrina. Gregory Hoffman is vice president and general manager of Grayline Tours New Orleans, and he joins us now on the line from his office. Nice to have you on Talk of the Nation, sir.
Oh, thank you, Neil.
Who's going to be able to take this tour if there aren't very many tourists coming?
Well, unofficially, the city is opening to visitors beginning January 1st. So we hope beginning then we'll get a little influx of visitors into the city, and that will constantly ramp up until Mardi Gras at the end of February and just improve into the spring.
So what can people expect if they get on your bus and take the tour?
Well, we know that a lot of visitors are going to want to go to Ground Zero and out to the devastated areas, so we're trying to give them an option in a safe and organized fashion and combine a real educational component with this tour. So they are going to go to some devastated areas, but it's not just going to be transporting people to see doom and gloom. We're going to have a story to tell. We're going to talk about the coastal erosion issues that have plagued Louisiana for many years, in which we've tried to get funding from the federal government and from the many oil companies that have run pipelines through the marshes of Louisiana. And we're going to actually immerse the visitor in the days preceding and all the way through the actual hurricane hitting New Orleans. After we visit some of the devastated areas, we're going to get into more of the rebirth of the city, some of the plans that are on the drawing board, how much New Orleans really contributes to the rest of the country through the second largest port in the country, our oil and gas exploration, seafood, 30% of the lower 48 states seafood is harvested here, and music, art, and of course, that favorite food.
So would I be right to suspect that there'd be some places on this tour that were not part of your previous tour?
Yes, although some will overlap. Unfortunately, about 80% of the city was definitely affected by the storm and was underwater. So a lot of the overlap will be there, but we will go into parts that we don't go on any other tour.
And I assume, for example, the Superdome was part of your previous tour as well, but the script is going to change a little bit.
Yes, unfortunately it is. The Superdome is under renovation right now, let's say, after the hurricane. And, of course, if the Saints record would improve a little bit, we'd be happy to see them play there next fall.
I wonder, how do you respond to people who say that you're making money off exhibiting other people's misery?
Well, Neil, a lot of people think that at the beginning when they don't understand the educational component of this tour, and I myself lost my home out in Lakeview, so I am very sensitive to the many residents, the tens of thousands of residents that either have returned to their homes and are trying to rebuild or are still trying to get goods and mementos from their homes. So it is a difficult subject, but the turning point, I guess, was when we realized that congressmen from other states did not understand and would not fund any restoration efforts for New Orleans until they actually came here and saw it firsthand. So that's what we're doing. We're going to show it firsthand to those visitors that come down here that want to see it.
And there's no small argument in the fact that you're trying to keep your company afloat and provide income for your employees.
Hopefully we will profit on this tour and make some money so that we can rebuild our company. We went from 65 employees pre-Katrina down to 5 employees right now.
Now, are the old type bus routes, any of them still up at all?
I'm sorry, what's that?
The routes, the kind of bus tours that you had before Katrina, are any of them operating now?
We have tried to operate some of those on weekends, but unfortunately, 99% of the people in town are relief workers and contract workers, so we really have not been successful. Again, the city hasn't really marketed itself and hasn't really opened its arm to visitors until after the first of the year.
Mm-hmm. So, and you're looking again ahead to cover the period between then and Mardi Gras, and hopefully by then the situation returning more to normal.
Yes, we're going on to a Wednesday through Sunday schedule beginning January 4th, and then March 1st, we anticipate going to a daily schedule with a number of our tour offerings.
So, good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
Gregory Hoffman is Vice President and General Manager of Grayline Tours New Orleans, and he joined us on the line from his office in the city of New Orleans. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.